This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
Hosted by Pure Ratios.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in conjunction with.
Yeah.
They're doing the show.
In partnership.
And we don't got to do it, is that what you're saying? No, we'll get to them. Slow down. Hey,
fever blister feels a lot better.
I think Wayne Campbell said it best when he said, contractor, no. I'll not bow to any sponsor.
I'll bow to any sponsor.
That said, thank you to Pure Ratios. We're gonna talk to Keith from there.
It's good to me.
Welcome back to Surreal Talk. As Eric once said, this is the after show for our Simulation Theory episode. Simulation Theory Part 2, the Neurotic Boogaloo, as
which may or not have been neurotic real.
Boogaloo, huh? What do you think of that? You remember Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah, Charlie McDennis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did Electric Boogaloo on that
they
one, too.
An electric.
But that was the title of this episode. Simulation Theory 2, Neurotic Boogaloo. You don't like it?
No.
How about Kaja Gugu? Remember that band?
Yeah, they did. Shy.
Yeah, that's
Hush, Hush.
Uh-huh.
Idy Y.
Very good.
Yeah.
What's the name of that song then?
I don't know.
Too Shy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Kaja Gugu.
32 what a name. Subscribers away on YouTube. Came up with 100 from nice, our custom nice. URL. So we're there.
You want to hop in to do some voicemails or email first today?
Let's do voicemails while I gather emails.
All right, sounds good to me. You know how to do that. I'm going to tell you what to do. You know your shit. SpeakPipe, who is our source for all of our voicemail shit.
Yeah, do you remember what we reset my password to?
Just right now?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I remember.
Oh my gosh. Let's see, where did we stop last week? I made a note where we stopped. It said last, I think. Oh boy, I'm having trouble finding it. Oh, okay, there it is. So yeah, we got about 5 voicemails here. So let's get it going. This one's from Caitlin. Hopefully I got volume. Oh, it's working.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Caitlin?
Caitlin here. I just wanted to say that I got really bored listening to music, and since I'm a delivery driver, I'm in my car a lot, so I started listening to podcasts, and you guys rock. I love hearing all of the hilarious comments that you guys have to say, but it's also super eye-opening and sometimes makes me think about things that I definitely wouldn't have thought about. And my parents got on my head about all of the things that I kept questioning them about with all the conspiracies and everything. And I will not drop the 9/11 episode.
Yes.
They just are so irritated by it.
Who's irritated?
Her parents. Our 9/11 episode is one of our better episodes. We'll likely never get to the level of that episode or the Kennedy episode again.
Yeah. Those were probably our,
those are our mark.
Those are probably our most, your best researched episode. I know you put a lot of time into those.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Back before Eric worked here, we did a lot of research. Something about when he started working here, we thought the show would be like 3 times better.
Well, because we thought it was going to have a bunch of extra time.
Yeah, it just didn't work out that way.
It's just that he has a certain pervasive indolence.
We could probably mark out 4 hours a week and make it only Surreal Talk time, but there's so much fucking stuff going on. I don't know. Anyway, sorry, Caitlin. Carrying on with your voicemail.
I just wanted to let you guys know that you really make work go by so much faster, and I love Armand. He cracks me up, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what he looks like because I listen to the podcast, but he's probably pretty hot.
So. Oh, you're wrong.
Well, you may have missed one there, Caitlin.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for the call there.
Wow.
She thought you were hot,
huh? She loves you.
Yeah, well, she hasn't seen me. That's why.
If you want to know what Armand really looks like, go to youtube.com/ The Real Talk Podcast and give him a look-see.
Well, not this one. I haven't shaved. I got to shave.
I shave every day.
I haven't shaved since, what's today? Wednesday? I haven't shaved since Saturday.
Yeah, it looks like about a 4 or 5 day.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's all gray, though. I don't look gray.
I feel you, dude, man. I look like Ra's al Ghul. I said it once. I said it 100 times. I got the stripe. Look at Eric's old ass.
Too,
hey, put some of that CBD on there.
That ain't going to do anything.
That'll make your shit go. Shut
up. Really? I'll try it. Man, now that would, well, I'd buy a bunch of this stuff if it worked on that. How old are you? 35?
36.
Just, you already me, getting gray?
36, yeah, right here.
I never
I got a gray when I was like 30.
He had it real young. Gray.
Look at that, man. He's just giant gray.
Yeah, you do have a, wow.
Big fat gray piece of shit.
Why do you grow it then? I'm ashamed.
Because I have a butt chin. Going to be honest with you.
Oh.
That's exactly why he has a big fucking butt chin right here with no hair here. It looks terrible.
Looks like a giant ass. Going to be honest with you. Too. I have to wear underwear on my face. Or else I get you know, like a...
So you're going to have the little Kirk Douglas.
Decent exposure. Yeah, it's a lot like Kirk Douglas.
Well, that's sexy, isn't it? That chick's like that.
1950.
Yeah, yeah, back when we liked Bush.
Back when Kirk Douglas was a young man. Is he still alive? He's like 100.
Yeah, he's 102. He's 102.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy. Michael Douglas's father?
Yeah.
It looks just like him, honestly. We're never like younger, anyway.
He played Spartacus. Where he was on the back of a chariot. Yeah, I was going to say.
Spartacus, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is the best movie.
All right, we got two voicemails coming up here from one of our favorites. Oh. I know one of your favorites.
So I can't log in.
Donna.
Oh, Donna, of course.
Let me reset your password one more time.
Yeah.
Same thing it was just a second ago. Hold on. We'll reset it live on the air.
No. Let me write this.
I kind of like Caitlin, too. Uh-huh. Man, she sounds like a lot of fun.
And I'm not going to make it change whenever you log in. So here's your password, Eric. I'm throwing it to you in Discord.
Right here.
Nope. Didn't do that. Why? I already did it. Send it to you in Discord.
What's it called? Dickhole?
Yes. Dickhole. All right. So here's the first one from your good friend, Donna.
Donna, yes.
Hey guys, it's Donna from Illinois.
Hey,
right.
So I was going back to the scam episode.
I remember that.
And I feel like
was that last week before
last week, right?
God damn it, I don't remember what we did. Hold on, surreal talk.
It was
last week, right?
Organized crime or no mobs? No,
you're way off, mobs? Dude. Did we you're like 2 years mobs, ago.
What are talking about?
Yeah, last week was alien abductions. The week before that was scams.
All right.
All right. Anyway, sorry, Donna.
We all got scammed out of the Fuck You Everett song.
Yeah, that's right. She's right.
Crank caller, wrong number. Next voicemail. She's not wrong. You guys know me. I don't have to explain it.
I thought you were going to make a big song, though, right?
Yeah, I got a minute and a half into it and decided it was a lot of fucking work.
He was like, fuck this.
So I talked to one of our interns here who's a music producer kid. Right. He does all the beats and all that stuff. He said he would do it for me.
Okay.
But I got to give him everything to do it for him to do it.
Of course.
So, you know, that's where we're at. Anyway.
We sent a couple in and we still haven't gotten it yet. What the fuck's with that?
Well, let me see if I can find this here.
I don't know. I expect to hear it sometime soon, though.
Oh,
Everett.
I got this somewhere.
The fuck you, Everett?
Just thought I'd call in.
She's talking directly to you.
Y'all were...
Oh, we're good.
And oh, and Armand, what the fuck? You were in Chicago again? This is bullshit.
That mean you gotta
come
go
over.
Visit her.
We'll have a cookout.
Yeah, you will.
All
cookout,
three of you.
Dude.
We'll have a cookout.
I don't know where she is. I was in Antioch.
No, man, it doesn't matter. Armand doesn't really matter where she's at.
Yeah, but she cooks.
We see.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's how far I got. This is the Fuck You Ever song as far as I got.
Just for Donna.
Just for Donna. So horrible.
That's a good beat to it, though.
Thanks.
Fuck Everett.
That's a good one.
Eric's getting down.
Yeah, look at him.
Go fuck yourself, Everett.
Go fuck yourself, Everett.
Go fuck yourself, Everett.
Fuck you, Everett.
Biggity, biggity, fuck you.
Fuck you, Everett. Go fuck yourself, Everett.
Fuck Everett.
That's a great one.
Fuck you, Everett.
Fuck you, Everett.
Is that Donna there?
She's in there.
Fuck you, Everett.
Pretty sure.
Fuck you, Everett.
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 Certainly makes its point.
I can fucking get down. This is good music.
I like the lyrics.
Exactly. I said the lyrics are just...
Yeah, they're perfect. I like the libretto.
Fucking on.
You get the point, I think. It's pretty fucking horrible.
I don't know. I like it.
Nah, I thought it was pretty horrible. That's why I was going to get Stone to do it. It was getting really repetitive at that point. I guess that's what you're going to get.
I assume.
You got a bunch of people saying, fuck you.
What do you want, number 9?
I don't fuck with You.
So I hope that helps Nana out a little bit from being pissed off about that. There was some work.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, there was some. Just, you know, I'm not a finisher. Right? I'm not a strong finisher. Stuff. Here's her number two.
Sorry, guys. It's Donna again.
Thought so.
Just a show suggestion.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, there's some new, well, kind of new paranormal thing called Mirrored Men. This
Mirrored
one guy,
Men.
Derek Hayes from the Monsters Among Us podcast.
The what?
Monsters Among Us.
From the Monsters Among Us podcast.
That's weird that there was an audio glitch right across the top of that podcast name. I swear to God, I'm not censoring. I don't care.
Yeah, right. That's what he said. Fuck these guys. They ain't getting a free advertising.
MonstersAmongUsPodcast.com, I'm sure.
Is it any good?
I can't back that up.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I heard it.
Yeah, sure. They're probably good. They're taking the time to do a podcast. Most podcasts are at least okay to listen to.
Are you kidding?
Some are trash.
Yeah.
Some put you to sleep.
I've heard some horrible. Anyway.
Anyway.
What was it? What's the subject?
Mirrored Men. They're Mirror Men.
I've talked about them for a while. I don't know. Maybe throw it into a random cryptid or paranormal show that you guys will do eventually.
Creepy pasta.
If you want, I'll throw a link to his latest podcast about it.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, send that in there.
Of course it's okay. All right. Bye. I promise. I won't call again this time.
No, you can call. Bye.
You could have called 12 times in a row.
Bye.
You're under the protection of Armand. I don't know if you know what that means.
That means
that's right.
You're going to get him headbutted is what's going to happen.
No, God, no. I don't want to. Armand's a wrestler. He's the last guy you would have headbutted.
Yeah, you can't hurt a guy by wrestler by hitting him in the head.
No, I know. That. You can break their nose. You're good.
It doesn't matter.
All right. This next one's from Ryan Sykes. We all love Ryan.
Oh, yeah, Ryan.
Sure. He had a nice little shit earlier. He sent me a nice little caveat here that I'll go whatever after the voicemail.
Hey, fellas, just letting you know I like that abductions episode with them UFOs. And Eric, you just kick some names and take some ass. Armand, thank you for the info, you son of a bitch. You stay cool.
You're welcome.
And Everett.
And Everett.
Oh, boy.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
So he says his American accent is much worse than your English accent. And I disagree. That wasn't too bad of
American. That's not American to me.
Yeah, it was decent American. Decent, I mean, Northern American.
Let's listen to this more
time. Fellas, just letting you know I like that.
Sounds like an American just being a dummy. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm putting on a voice. You know what I'm saying?
Abductions episode with them UFOs. And Eric, you just kick some names and take some ass. Armand. Thank you for the info, you son of a bitch. You stay cool.
That's a Stone Cold Steve Austin thing there.
Some bitch.
Contrary to popular belief, some bitch ain't isn't really in the lexicon too much of most Americans. Hey, you some bitch. No, we don't say that.
S-U-M-B-I-T-C-A.
Something like that.
One word.
B-I-C-A.
Some bitch.
I will say some bitch. Some bitch. It's some of bitching. I don't know. I'll say it sometimes.
Well, you were always a supposedly guy, so I can.
Yeah, supposedly.
With a B.
Warsh. With an R. Gotta do our war
shit.
I don't change my oral either.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
You got that right.
Yeah, that's a good call. Thanks, Ryan. As always.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Call back again. Anybody give us all your accents? I don't give a care.
Yeah.
All right. This next one's from Tot3K. Okay. This is that weird voicemail I was telling you about.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I don't have much time, but you need to Google this number. US 650614 8 B2.
That's
Uniform Sierra 650-6148 Bravo 2.
And that was it.
And that was all.
He says he doesn't have much time. We need to Google this.
Oh my God!
So I Googled it.
Yeah. It's Blue Waffle.
This is it's not Blue Waffle. That'd be fucking hilarious. You know? Are you familiar with Blue Waffle? Google that later.
All right.
Blue Waffle.
Blue also, Waffle.
Waffle.
A waffle. Okay.
We don't want to fuck that up.
Okay. One word.
Yeah, either way, you stick it in Google, you're going to get what you need.
Oh, all right.
So this is that number US 650614 8 or B2 is a patent for nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors.
Hmm.
So there's no practical creation of this yet, but it's somebody has patented the idea of using the electromagnetic field from a computer monitor, right. CRT monitor.
Yeah.
To fuck with the neurons in your brain to you know.
Interesting.
Wow. Manipulate your nervous system.
You can do that shit?
Think about it. What is your brain besides a bunch of little electrical impulses? With the right fucking magnet, you can EMP yourself and knock yourself unconscious or maybe even fuck your whole brain up.
You can't do that. Come on,
why
man.
Couldn't you? Can you? I mean, theoretically, Armand, why couldn't you?
Can you fucking knock yourself out with a Maggie? You throw it at your own face and knock yourself out.
Well, I mean, you know, like a... Actually, a MRI works on a magnet. It's just a high-powered magnet.
That right, it'd be off. Way more powerful than an MRI. Yeah. We're talking like a magnetar.
Yeah, I mean, good luck getting that kind of, you know, because, you know, like, three Tesla, that's a big, strong magnet.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man, knocking yourself out just from the magnetic power.
Why couldn't you? Think about,
I
think
you could, but I just don't know. Exactly. I don't know if you got the power to do it, you know.
We don't have.
Even with an electromagnet.
Okay, knock yourself out is one thing, but who's to say, like, you know, whenever you take a magnet, put it on your TV, and it would go fucking crazy? Same theory. If you had a strong enough magnet, there's all your electrical impulses in your brain, and they are supposed to be in certain places. If you had a strong enough magnet, you can kind of move them off their path. You know what I mean? You could be like, start slobbering for whatever reason.
That's what happened to Trump.
Could be. I don't know. That's,
I resent that.
He was in front of too many monitors, is what you're saying, huh?
Yeah. Too long.
All right.
I find this pretty cool.
Just 6 more years, so relax.
6 more years, you say?
That's right.
Wouldn't it be more like 5.5? I mean, let's be for real. All right. We're counting down the days. All right. We're going to give Keith a call real quick.
Let's do it.
You ready for this?
All right.
Hey, actually, Eric, we're going to need you to do this because I forgot that little piece from my phone. So,
I got you.
And I'll send you his number via the Discord.
Now, Keith's in San Diego now?
I don't know where Keith is at exactly right now. We're going to find out.
He is nowhere.
We'll ask him.
Keith is everywhere.
Copy. 619 area code. So, yeah, that's San Diego. L.A. or is this? No, that's San Diego.
Not L.A., yeah. LA is 714.
I'm going to go to my desk and get my charger. I've been like far.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Send this on Discord. Paste, send. Okay, he's got that. Let's find out. 619 area code. Yeah, that's San Diego. Sure is. Sure, very southern tip of California.
Yeah, he's right on the border down there. Mexicali.
Well, I would say maybe even below San Diego, because it looks like San Diego is 858.
Could be. Well, it could be west. It could be, you know.
San Diego has 619-858-760-442. Boy, this is riveting, isn't it? I'm glad people download to listen to this. Let's go back over here and just do a random fucking...
You think you're eventually run out of area codes? Because I know they, you know, it used to be, it had to be a 0 or 1. Remember the middle number?
I don't know.
Sure, because, you know, like...
I know there are certain rules, but...
Well, it used to be, but then there's so many cell phones, they had to, they nullified that.
Not sure. Eventually, they'll probably end up doing, like, another country code for, like, because right now we're +1 for America. So if you're in another country, you would dial +1 and then 618. If you want to dial Britain, you dial +44 and then their phone number. So there's country codes for every country to get into their switch exchange. So our phones.
What's their 911? Is it 999?
I don't know.
They have a different one. It's like 999 or something. Like that, yeah.
But eventually what I figure we'll end up having to do is just split it off. We'd be like +2. So if you wanted to dial somebody in Missouri with the new, you know, the new country code, I assume you could even have the same area codes at that point. Like, so St. Louis is 314 or 636 or whatever. And you would normally dial like 1-314, then the phone number. You could dial 2-314 and then the number. But I don't think you could do that either, though.
You have to have,
because 2 could be the start of a regular phone number. You can't, and 1 could never be the start of a phone number.
Right.
What's that? Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
that's it. That's all we got, man. There's no dim on that.
Would they go to eight digits? I don't know.
I doubt that. Man, that's a big change to changing the infrastructure in that way, honestly.
What were you guys talking about?
Phone numbers. How, like, what happens whenever we run out of phone numbers?
Yeah, because, they have all these new area codes that, it used to be LA, used to be 818. 714 was Orange County. Downtown was 213. What was the Valley? The Valley? The Valley was 818.
You stick that in there, man. I see the number on Discords. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he's got it plugged in. You might have heard the little buzzy there. All right. I'm telling Keith we're calling him now. He's probably not watching. He might be watching shit. I don't know. He probably is.
They're 2 hours behind.
That is 2 o'clock out there.
Yeah.
I wonder if I got any messages if anybody else wanted to call in. Doesn't look like it. Nope. You ready?
No voicemail, right? Or no speaker, right? You don't want
it. It says it is right there. Use your microphone and your headset. You don't need your phone up your head at all. It's all through the system.
Hello.
Hey, Keith. Is this Everett? Is this Keith? I figured it is.
Yes, this is Keith.
What's up, Keith? Eric here also.
Hey, Keith.
What's up, Armand, Eric, and Everett?
What's up, sir?
Hey.
How do you do today?
Doing pretty good.
Us too,
and,
man.
Yeah. You guys nailed it. I'm in San Diego.
Cool. How's it out there in San Diego? You guys have like basically the best weather in the country, pretty much, right?
It's really hot, isn't it?
Is it hot there?
LA's hot. I know that.
It's a little more temperate than LA. It stays pretty good between the 60 and 80 degrees for most of the year.
Nice.
Definitely can't complain.
That sounds perfect to me.
I'm originally from Ohio, so it's way better than being in Cincinnati. That's for sure.
Yeah, Cincinnati. Fuck Cincinnati.
They're like us.
We got a buddy who lives in Cincinnati, though, so it's gonna, you know, it's a nice city for that reason. But
yeah, I mean, obviously, sure. I grew up there, so still have tons of friends over there. It's good for that. It's good for good people.
Hey, we wanted to thank you, man, for the care package. You and your company, Pure Ratios, did us solid on that.
Hey, why don't you give us a little bit more info on CBD and our listeners? Because we're pretty well, I don't want to say retarded, but Eric ignorant. Is, and I'm ignorant.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, man. Well, so Pure Ratios, I've been working here for 2 years now. And to be honest, I was in the same boat as you guys. I've been smoking weed since I was 13, so I love cannabis, but I really didn't know anything about CBD. Just one of my old coworkers, Nestor, who, by the way, wanted me to shout out.
Say Nestor?
Fuck you, Everett.
Hey, fuck you too, buddy.
We like him.
That's going to set off.
All right.
This is going to set off the fucking, this is going to set off the halon system or something here. I'm chiefing up on one of these CBD pens, and it's really smoky in this room. We've got like two of the water systems for fire.
Here we go.
I wouldn't do it.
I'm going to be done with that.
Fuck, man, that'd be bad.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know. From what I've learned about, like, you know, the whole CBD, cannabidiol, I can't even say it.
It's close enough there.
Cannabidiol or something like that. It definitely works with, like, your pain receptors and kind of, for whatever reason, it really helps block pain. I'm like, you know, having to use some sort of narcotics or something crazy like Percocet or whatever. That's why we make a lot of the topical stuff. Mm-hmm. So we infuse it with like Chinese herbs because our CEO, Chad Connor, he's like some sort of master guru in Chinese medicine. So his whole idea was he lived in Morocco for a while and then he came back to San Diego. And
Morocco, they got good hash over there.
Yeah, they do. He brought. Oh, shit. I think he brought some of
it. Do not incriminate. Yeah. What is it?
Passion fruit.
No, so that's kind of the whole idea between Pure Ratios, which combining the Chinese herbs and aromatherapy and mixing it with the CBD. So we use like arnica flower and meadow sweet and castor oil, like castor things oil. Like that are already. Yeah, that's like a. Especially a cutting agent to make the vapes, to make it like into a vape juice, which is like kind of like MCT oil.
It's like what? But, excuse me?
MCT oil. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
MCT. Yeah.
That's kind of transit.
Yeah. What is MCT oil? Like,
yeah, it's like coconut oil.
Ah, I gotcha.
Castor oil. It's similar. It's basically it's just to make kind of like liquid form.
Gotcha. Some people use like glycerin and shit in this stuff too, right?
Right. Yeah, that is true. But like the arnica and the flower, the meadow sweet and all that we infuse with the topicals, like the roll-on and the sag, that also has like anti-inflammatory properties already. So that like works well with the CBD. So like if you, I don't know, bang your leg on the edge of a table or something like that, you can rub the sag or the roll-on.
I just did that.
Yeah, you just missed it right, Keith, on,
yeah,
right
I
before we started the show here.
I messed myself up lifting weights today and I scraped the shit out of my tibia front of my leg, and that's why I put it on. It feels good. Ooh. Feels better.
Does it actually feel better?
Yeah, it feels better. I don't even feel it anymore. Yeah.
You're not much of a holistic kind of guy, but...
No, I am. I like this stuff, I told you.
Cool.
If I had cancer, I'd try the CB. I'd try the THC. I wouldn't do the damn chemo. I told you a million times.
I would do that. Both. I would do both.
So, Keith, what can you tell us about CBD oil as a pain reliever, as a medicinal thing? You know what I mean? Like, not anything else. It just literally does pain. Does it help with nausea? Is there anything else that would, you know...
Yeah, it definitely pain. I feel like pain is like kind of like the number one benefit that the CBD does. That's why, like again, with the patches, you can like if you have lower back pain, you throw a patch right on your back, and that will help like alleviate that pain real quick too. It's typically within like the first like 5 or 10 minutes, you already start kind of feeling it. But I do know like the other things, like Eric mentioned, it's real good for like insomnia. I've got a couple good buddies back in Cincinnati who have had insomnia since we were kids, and you know, they've been prescribed every drug under the sun for it. And it wasn't until college that I got my friend Adam to start smoking weed with me, and he was blown away because of that kind of Ohio stigma of, like, you know, if you smoke weed, you're a loser and this and that.
Whoa.
And, yeah, it's funny because I definitely had friends from opposite ends of the spectrum when it came to cannabis, and he was one of the ones that was just like, oh, you know, that's, I would never do that. But finally, one day after, like, getting drunk as hell with him, one night we came home back to my house, and he's like, hey, you know what, I think I want to try and smoke with you. And I was like, what? I like, couldn't believe it. But he did it, and then, like, he was, like, I wouldn't say, like, you know, addicted, but he definitely reaped the benefits and used it a lot, and he said it was, like, the best sleep he was ever getting. But now he's actually looking for work again, and so he's not smoking. He's on a hiatus from the THC, but I've been putting him in this TV. Yeah, hiatus.
The monster got high in hiatus.
it's so actually working.
Yeah, I've been sending him the CBD vapes. So, like, for him, he just uses that before he goes to bed to help put him to sleep.
You've converted Armand. He's been smoking on one. His knee doesn't hurt anymore. He says back's fine.
I'm using the topical.
His dick grew. The whole thing.
My vision's better.
His dick grew. His dick grew.
But no, I.
Did you use the roll on or the?
Yeah, no, I got the topical salve. Yep. Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, yeah.
And I know a lot of my friends. I have several friends that dispense this kind of stuff for neuropathic pain, for neuropathy, for diabetics. They've had some really good luck, luck with it.
Yeah, there's
very effective.
A few like regular clients that have like, you know, different types of cancer, and their doctors prescribe them like you need to be taking 500 milligrams of CBD a day. So we got a couple regular people that are like always ordering tons and tons from us on a regular basis. So it really blows me away just from like getting customer emails and like answering the phones, and people are just like, wow, your stuff works great. And they've even said they've tried other brands, and for whatever reason, you know, ours works better than others. I mean, I had no idea, really. I just came in here blind, like, okay, cool, cannabis company, that sounds rad to me, you know.
Yeah.
But
you're not wrong.
It's really blown me away, though. You know, obviously, there's all those, like, testimonials we see on websites, or, oh, this is the best stuff ever, and it's just like their best friend writing that shit. But
so a quick Google. A quick Google's brought me to a site called Medical News Today, and they're saying some of the benefits are natural pain relief and anti-inflammatory properties. It can help you get over smoking and help with drug withdrawals, apparently.
I could see the get over smoking with the CBD.
Yeah.
They've been using it in like rehabs, I hear, too. Yeah, to help with drug withdrawal. And in jail, too, for people that go into jail that are all on, you know, hang out and whatnot.
It can literally help with withdrawals, huh? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Epilepsy. I've seen this on the internet. People will give it to children and stuff that have epileptic seizures and whatnot, and their seizures immediately calm down.
That's can't hurt.
Yeah, there's a girl that I work with that has them on a regular basis, and so she's actually related to Chad, the owner. So
sure.
They're always doing R&D and coming up with like new tinctures and new vapes and stuff for her to try, and it definitely has cut down the amount that she has. But sorry, Everett, keep going. Anything else on that?
Yeah, all kinds of shit, man. Other neurological symptoms and disorders. It can help to fight cancer, apparently. Anxiety disorders.
Yep.
Type 1 fucking diabetes. It says type 1. This is interesting. Type 1 diabetes results from the inflammation that occurs when the immune system attacks cells in the pancreas. So this helps with the inflammation in the pancreas.
Obviously, yeah. Any kind of anti-inflammatory, it's probably good for rheumatoid arthritis,
I wonder
too,
how potent CBD and what form is it as an anti-inflammatory. You know what I mean? Like compared to like form anti-inflammatory, how much CBD do you have to ingest in what form to equal, say, an average one dose of an anti-inflammatory?
Like ibuprofen or something.
How many puffs off of this stick here am I holding?
I would probably
600 milligrams of Ibu.
To tell you the truth, I'd probably use it in conjunction with it because inflammation has different, there are different receptors, et cetera. And I mean, it certainly wouldn't hurt.
I wonder what the equivalent dosages is.
I don't know, but they probably, like I said, they work on different receptors. So I don't know if
that's the great thing about medical marijuana products is there isn't so much of a dosage. It's use it until you're happy.
So you feel right.
You're not going to overdose, they say. Just keep sucking on it. Keep rubbing it on there. Keep swallowing it. right. until you feel better.
And the other problem is, I mean, with your with elderly patients, those you know, like ibuprofen is, it's not a real benign drug.
That's that NSAID, right?
You really got to take it easy with elderly patients. So yeah, I'd rather use this.
I quit taking ibuprofen recently. Well, not completely quit, but really? If I have another option, I'm taking like what's the other Tylenol?
Acetaminophen.
Yeah.
Really? I'm taking that aspirin.
Just curious.
It's easier on your liver.
Is it?
That's what they say. And, you know, I'm not getting any younger. So, helps with Alzheimer's. Is somebody getting a call? Is that you?
No, I'm on a call with Keith.
Oh, weird. I keep hearing a beep. Maybe it's in my brain. Maybe it's the CBD.
No, I hear it
more than I thought. Okay, we're a monster. Well, you're on the CBD too, man. You're all CBD'd out.
Yeah, but I'm using the topical.
Goddamn CBD.
I really don't hear it.
It's been every like two or three times I've heard it. Anyway. Side effects, let's see, no significant side effects.
Hungry, happy, sleepy.
There is still a lack of data on risks.
I like those side effects.
Yeah, man, shit here. Side effects of the Epidelio X, for the epilepsy.
Oh.
Apparently noticed that that particular drug can give you liver problems, reduced appetite, gastrointestinal. But you know, if you're not having seizures, it's a trade-off.
Nah, that seems pretty benign to me. Yeah. I'm looking at these ingredients, Keith. I mean, arnica, meadow sweet, these things, you know, jojoba oil, wheat beeswax, all this stuff is natural stuff. Ginger.
Yeah.
Essential oil. Excellent.
It's all organic, too. Mm-hmm. We used to have stuff that I guess, you know, wasn't fully organic. So when they relaunched the brand at the beginning of this year, we've had to rebuy all our raw materials. Now we use like 100% organic certified. Mm-hmm. All those flowers you just mentioned, all the ingredients.
What's the difference between organic and unorganic CBD? And I would think like since it's made from the cannabis plant, like it would be organic, right?
Well, the CBD itself is, but I was talking about the other ingredients that are on with this thing, like the meadow sweet and the arnica flower and beeswax and things like that.
Well, I would assume that the hemp or marijuana that it's sourced from too, the CBD would have to be an organically fertilized marijuana rather than a chemically fertilized, but.
Yeah, correct. It is.
Have you ever tried this stuff on warts? Because we use arnica on warts a lot.
Second time you've mentioned.
Well, it says for skin, you know, it says for skin disorder. I bet it works on warts.
I would think it would, but that's a good point. I haven't heard that from anyone here, you know.
Might be worth a shot on some of my patients, if I ever had any patients.
Well, I know you had mentioned arthritis, and I've heard from people that it does work for that. I even went to a Spartan race event up in Big Bear Mountain.
Really?
And we just set up a booth, a Pure Ratios booth. This was last year. And, you know, we had demos out there. People were trying the roll-ons and the salve and the vapes and whatnot. And there was a group of some old ladies that came, and they were like, oh, yeah, you know, I've got arthritis on my hands, and they rolled it on their hands, and they were like, wow, this is amazing. Like, they were immediately like...
This is amazing. Do you have any Twinkies?
More mobility.
Wow, the topical?
Can I put plastic on my couch for you, please?
They use the topical, Keith?
They were using the roll-on.
Wow.
The roll-on topical one. Yeah. And they came back with more ladies, and they ended up buying a bunch of them. It was pretty cool.
Hello, ladies. Okay.
Well, absolutely, man. I'll try it.
So, Keith, you want to give us the rundown on all of the social websites and everything for Pure Ratio and where we can find the products?
Yeah, let's hear them plugs.
Yeah. So, I know you guys were talking about pureratios.com. We do have that website, and it links. But the main website for, you know, listeners to go to would be pureratioscbd.com. Because that's our other... Our Pure Ratios website, it has our THC products, but we can't sell those online. Those are only available in, you know, dispensaries here in California.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, this is everything that you sent us is right here on this pureratioscbd.com. I see everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you go to pureratioscbd.com, you can put in the code SURREAL420, and everyone will get 20% off their order.
And you can order this from anywhere in the U.S. or maybe even the world?
Yeah, we ship it.
There's
a few countries. There's a few countries that they're real strict on. We can't send it in or import it or export it.
Probably China.
But we do ship it. We ship it to all 50 states. We ship it to like the UK. I've shipped it to like Spain, Netherlands, Jamaica, Australia. It goes pretty much almost anywhere. I can try and get it through. Sometimes the customs is an issue, but it's kind of hit and miss.
But not Antarctica. Because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, the government isn't ordering any down there in Antarctica.
Australia doesn't exist.
Well, did you see I thought Antarctica didn't.
Yeah, they both don't
Keith,
exist.
Didn't. What did the flat Earth guys? Wasn't Antarctica doesn't exist?
That's the ice wall.
Oh. I think it was Australia, doesn't
it? Oh, okay. It's well, then you can't deliver to Australia, right?
That's true.
So yeah. He just disproved that theory, because they do.
I send packages there, so I'm pretty sure
okay.
I didn't get any calls or emails about it not arriving. So.
I got a buddy who lives in Sydney, so I that would be news to him. All right.
So, yeah, we've distributed a lot of the stuff you sent us to people in the office and have told them to take this. You must report back to us.
I've already used it on my calf. So
Armand's doing good. We got a couple area. Other people. We'll get back to us. And, again, thank you for the care package. And on the next show,
yeah, Keith,
we'll definitely get our plug a little bit better. We'll definitely put in the pureratiocbd.com. And, again, thank you for this, and we hope to have a nice, long relationship.
Is there a way we can add a button on our
definitely.
Call
just,
to action?
I just didn't even think about that. Yeah. I'll add a button to the website and all that cool stuff.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, no problem at all. And then, like you said, with social media, you know, you just find Pure Ratio CBD. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the usual suspects.
Yeah, it really takes too much time to say all the little addresses whenever Google is a thing.
Forever. It takes forever.
Like, I'm going to type in Pure Ratio CBD into Google right now and see what the fucking things it comes up with right off the bat. Website, let's see. And Weed Maps is on there, Leafly. So there's Facebook, CBD Oil Review. So, yeah, you're easy to find, man. Real easy to find.
Yeah. Yep.
LinkedIn. Wow, you guys have a LinkedIn? I want to follow you. That's interesting. Oh, maybe I'll get a job at Pure Ratio. This whole podcast is
going.
I'm not in the marketing team, so I don't know all the ins and outs on, you know, that stuff. But I do know, like you said, we're easy to find.
Yeah, there you all are. Chad Connor, CEO. Oh.
Hey, and the best part for listeners is if they call and use that code Surreal420, Canadian Keith will be personally packing and shipping their orders to them.
You're damn near a celebrity at this point, Keith.
I know, right. That's what I'm saying. I like this guy.
When you come to the studio.
He's in San Diego, so it's a long walk.
I'll buy a couple hookers for him.
Send me a plane ticket. I'll fly out to Illinois.
He's like, you said hookers?
I think we'd rather
probably be one way.
Maybe we should go to San Diego. That'd be more fun.
That'd be a lot cheaper just to bring him here, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it would.
Then flying three people out.
We'll do a GoFundMe to send us. We'll send Armand out there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Armand, you're going out there anyway to L.A. next week, right?
I'm going to L.A. next week. Yeah,
just go up to L.A.
I'm going to Disneyland. Keith, if you're going to be around, I'll be in Disneyland.
What are you going to L.A. for, Armand?
Ooh, okay.
Podiatry conference.
Oh, yeah, you said that
Disneyland.
Earlier.
Disneyland.
He's a real doctor, everybody.
He's a big dumb idiot, folks.
Armand.
Yes.
I'll send you a message. Maybe I can stop up one day.
Sounds good.
Give him a kiss.
Do a quick meetup.
Come up to Anaheim.
Yeah, squeeze your butt.
Oh, yeah, there we go. This is.
As soon as you see him at the Ferris wheel at Disneyland, kick him in the balls.
Is there a Ferris
wheel? Right.
I don't know, man. Probably not.
I'll bring my topical CBD oil with me just in case.
You take that on the plane? I'm sure you can. I took THC oil on the plane.
Yeah, I can take this on the plane, right, Keith? There's no problem with this, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I'm taking it with me.
Put it in your prison wallet just to be safe.
Yeah, dude, stick that in your rear.
Prison wallet.
What? Is that not an acceptable term?
I don't know if this will fit. This is
that's
a rather large container of CBD oil.
You just got to lube it up with the oil.
Right. Is there a CBD lube?
All right. That's not funny. We've already had pegging issues on this show.
Oh, God.
I haven't had any issues.
I don't go for that.
You're the pegger.
No.
All right, Keith. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Keith.
To you next time. And
Stay in touch, buddy.
Thanks for the pack.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I'm glad to be a guest on the show, and I'll definitely catch you next week.
Thanks again, Keith, man. Take it easy.
Take care.
All right.
And there we go. Thanks again, Keith.
Yeah, good guy.
Wow.
Wow.
That was really nice of him.
Wow.
I'm interested to see if you don't start growing green hairs out of that crack on your leg that you just put that CBD into.
You're that.
How about on my lip?
I put on my
fever blister too.
Are you impressed?
Oh yeah, that's right. So yeah, you don't get your thing back.
I feel great. I feel better. I know that.
I'm saying, is it legit? Like you're impressed by what it did for you?
I don't feel any pain
good,
anymore.
Good man, that's awesome to know.
Yeah, but maybe you wouldn't have felt pain anyway.
Yeah, sure. Point. But I want a double blind study. I think I'd feel I feel better.
Yeah, all the double blind studies I saw, while Keith was talking, I wasn't really paying much attention because I'm an asshole. I was looking at my own research. Even in double-blind studies with controls and everything, it seems like CBD actually works. I'm the most outspoken person on holistic and not real.
I'm a skeptic too, but I'll
say this.
This is the
best tasting vape I've ever had.
What's the flavor?
Whether it works, I don't know.
I wasn't going to say that.
Never mind you.
Yeah, I can't do it. You're not going
to
get it back.
I'll just blow it in your face. Oh, gross. You're used to that, aren't you?
What are you doing, Armand?
I'm putting stuff on my fever blister.
He's getting crazy. There's this white stuff. What do they call it?
Armand, you know how many joints we shared?
None.
That's very accurate. All right, well, let's hit some emails up and get through this. And
I can't sign in, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll do it. How about that?
Yeah.
I'll do it. Fuck it. We'll do it live. All right, so the first email is subjected, my sleep paralysis experience. Sleep paralysis is
I love hearing sleep paralysis. Ooh, those are good.
Okay.
From Nicole Marquez. Hi, guys. I'm a new listener to Real Talk. You guys are great. I'm not certain if you have already, but you should do an episode on sleep paralysis. I haven't experienced anything paranormal in my life, sadly, but I've had some truly terrifying sleep paralysis experiences that I would love to share. I'm not considering this paranormal yet because I'm a believer that the brain can do some freaky shit. I'm not sure what the heck sleep paralysis is, but I've heard many theories. The paranormal, demons, witches, the biological, your body is paralyzed while you sleep to prevent movement from dreaming. Mm-hmm. And your mind is transitioning into from sleep after your body does it, whatever. And the dimensional, your consciousness is of a higher level of vibration when you sleep, allowing for the travel into different dimensions or travel into the astral plane. Eh, maybe. Of these options, I'm more inclined to believe the latter, which is the travel into an astral plane. Simply due to me listening to countless podcasts with countless accounts of people utilizing the sleep paralysis stage to travel in the astral plane. Okay.
You listen to a lot of the true crime podcasts out there and stuff like that? Or not true crime, but...
me?
Yeah.
No, I don't listen to any of them. I just wonder. Let's see. I was terrified of sleep paralysis. It would happen to me almost every night I fell asleep. God damn, that would suck. Most of the time, I caught it early and be able to shake myself out of it or even prevent it from happening. I would be able to tell when I was going to have a sleep paralysis episode as I was falling asleep because my body would feel the transition into paralysis. So as soon as I noticed that happening, I would wake myself up and turn to my side. I also began to notice it would only happen if I fell asleep on my back, although this is not 100% every time, as I've had one to two episodes on my side. Here are a few of my terrifying experiences. Not all of my episodes have resulted in hallucinating. It would just be the realization that I couldn't move and the fight to move and scream to wake up while I was just feeling terrified. My first hallucination that I can recall was very short but scary. I had entered an episode of sleep paralysis and felt and saw my entire body begin to sink into my bed in a hole of darkness. That's some straight Freddy Krueger shit.
Yeah, it is. That sounds... That person should be a writer, too, because they write better than, like, Armand and...
Hey,
calm down.
Resent that.
As this was happening, a dark black hand came out from underneath me and began to try to push me into the bed, into the darkness. Sounds like a nightmare. I then woke up. Getting out of sleep paralysis is difficult, however. You feel yourself trying to move and scream, but nothing happens. I'm not sure how I'm able to eventually get out of it, but I do. I should also mention... Now, what makes these experiences so weird and real to me is that everything around me looks exactly the same. You know how in dreams where you are, say your house or room, but it never looks the same? Well, at least nothing for me ever looks exactly the same in my dreams as it does in real life, which is why these experiences seem so real. That's interesting. Most of the terrifying experience I had was in my living in my sister's apartment. I used to sleep on the living room sofa with a kitchen at one end of the sofa where my head is, and the other end is a door to my sister's room. This episode, I had actually been asleep and woke up to sleep paralysis. Normally, only happens when I'm falling asleep. I woke up, quote unquote, to the whole living room shaking. The sofa I was on shaking. Again, everything looked exactly the same as it does. So she had no reason, I guess, not to think it was real. During the shaking, a person looking thing, because who knows what it was,
right,
ran from the kitchen by my head into my sister's bedroom by my feet. It ran by so quickly, shook the entire room, and while this happened, was laughing a crazy loud witchy laugh. Eric, crazy loud witchy laugh.
I can't do it real high, but yes.
That was fucking horrible. Armand, crazy loud witchy laugh?
I don't know.
We'll see. Here.
Nailed it. I'm going with that.
Margaret Hamilton, yeah.
That was good. Goddamn, Armand.
I'll get you, me lovely. And your little dog, too.
You're a fucking national treasure, Armand.
He's a goddamn
golden. You put him up there with Tom Petty and Keanu Reeves. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, I feel better with that CBD oil. I wouldn't be able to do that. My fever blister.
Where are you getting this
from? I honestly feel like I feel a little bit of a head high from it.
I think I'm getting a little.
My eyes. I feel it in my eyes.
Do you? I'm kind of wondering about this old 0.3. Anyway, back to the.
Got a little lightheaded, too.
Let's see. The loud witchy laugh. I was able to shake myself out of it and was terrified. I looked at my cat, who was sleeping with me, and she was fast asleep as if nothing happened. That was hands down the most terrifying experience I had, as it was so real. Yeah, I imagine so.
Sure sounds. Fucking imagine pretty so. Pretty vivid, yeah.
More recently, I've become interested in figuring out what this sleep paralysis thing is, and listening to paranormal podcasts has opened up those theories that I mentioned earlier. I haven't been having sleep paralysis for years now, and I'm not sure why this is, as it used to be a common thing for me. I do notice that I have stopped having it around the time I began living with my significant other. But at the same time, he's never experienced sleep paralysis until he began living with me.
Oh, I didn't know it was.
Man, you guys both jerked when he said that. It's like, it's communicable.
Yeah, contagious. Yeah.
You catch it from his ass.
Shit, STD, sexually transmitted sleep paralysis. Anyway.
Theoretically possible.
It's rare for him, but just the fact that
fuck so hard I'd fall asleep.
It's just the fact that it even started happening to him around when it stopped for me was so weird. So once I realized, hey, this must be a consciousness and vibration thing, let's explore and see if I can get into the astral plane. I must say, at the end of the day, I have answers to nothing unless I experience it myself. But now I can't for the life of me get into sleep paralysis again. I lay on my back. I focus when I'm falling asleep and nothing. I just pass out. This is one of those things where you're psyching yourself out. You know what I mean? It's like when you try to burp, you can concentrate your way out of a burp by thinking about it. She's thinking too hard on it, and I'm guessing keeping herself from getting that effect. She says, I did nothing. I just passed out. Well, the other night it happened. As I felt it happen, I thought, this is it. Let's explore. Good call.
Right.
And almost immediately, a deep, deep laugh came from right behind my head, and it was terrifying.
Uh-oh.
I was so terrified I couldn't ignore the laughing and fought to move and scream to wake up. My boyfriend had even heard me whimpering and was able to wake me up. I was so scared that I was out of breath and sweating. So I've come to the conclusion, Damn. Demons. No, I'm kidding. I still don't know what's going on, and I'm still going to try to use it to astral project. Ha-ha. Lastly, just to keep it even and spread the love and not the hate, I am Team Surreal Talk.
Aww. Not.
In a Borat tone. I tried to do my best Borat. Not. Fuck you all. Love, Nikki. P.S. Can someone tell me how and where I can get involved with the live chat? I'm in the Pacific time zone. Thank you. That's pretty easy. I'll take this.
I'm pretty sure I emailed that back.
Oh, did you?
I think so.
Well, then for those of you listening and not able to get on the live, it's youtube.com/SurrealTalkPodcast, all one word, /live. That happens every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central. So for you on the West Coast, that'd be noon. So join, jump on YouTube around noon. You'll see the pre-show start up. We're live for about 10, 15 minutes. We start the first part of the main Surreal Talk show, usually lasts an hour or so, depending on what we're talking about. We turn off the show for 5-10 minutes, reset everything, get a little break, and now I'm back. Here we are with the after show / social show. So that's how you do it. The social show usually starts 3:30, 4 o'clock Central, and goes for about an hour.
I like the social show.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
I do.
It's a lot more freeform.
I think that would be 8 o'clock London, Greenwich Mean Time.
Plus 6, yeah.
Correct.
All right, let's go to the next one. This is Mike Foster. Rabbit holes all over the place. Dinosaurs don't exist, as the
subject. Okay.
Hey, guys, just listen to your rabbit holes episode and refresh your memory. Eric was arguing about dinosaurs not existing. And one point he made was they were not in any mythology. I found an article that may prove that point wrong, and he's got a linked article here in the New York Times, basically saying Greeks have found fossils that didn't have a term for dinosaurs and just interpreted them differently as mythical beasts in their stories. Just an interesting article I thought I would share. Team Everett for now.
Ooh, you better behave.
I will not.
Well,
I will not. I will not change myself. If I lose him, I lose him. But I will not change to get votes.
Boy,
not doing it.
There's a man of ethics.
But I do love you.
Hypoethical.
Hypo.
That's an Ocho Man original there.
Hypoethical.
We were talking about some of our favorite hypoethical situations the other day. You know, what ifs?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Love that guy.
That's how he said hypothetical.
Hypoethical. Jesus.
So this next one's from Sean Hades. It's from about our alien abductions episode, or just in that same vein anyway. He says, regarding your alien discussion, we have been contacted, although in all likelihood by accident. See the wow signal. I've seen the wow signal.
Wow.
Also, it's been theorized that the reason we don't see life outside of UFO sightings, which is strange in itself, and the very rare occurrence of legitimate alien abductions, which is very hard to find. What is the reason? Also, it's been theorized that the reason we don't see life outside of UFO sightings, which is strange in itself, the very rare occurrence of legitimate alien abductions, which is very... I didn't get his reason.
What was the reason?
Sat there. Anyway.
Okay.
Before I sign out, let me say, fuck you, Armand, for your closed-mindedness.
Thank you.
If it wasn't for you conceding to the possibility of the multiverse and the existence of other dimensions, I would suggest that the community vote to kick you from the cast.
Oh.
Wow.
Damn, that guy's harsh as shit.
Maybe I better change.
I mean, fortunately, there will never be a community vote that holds that kind of sway.
Thank you.
Get his username, Armand. Fuck him up.
99% of the community could say, Armand must die, but we wouldn't kill you.
No.
It's not the way it works.
What if it was 100%, though?
No, we'd probably kill you.
That'd be it.
We'd probably kill you.
I'm not having no part of that.
I'll shoot him.
Okay. So what am I doing?
We'll keep your hands
clean. Am I closed-minded, though? I know on global warming I am, for sure. But that's because I'm.
He says, also, I hope aliens abduct you, too. You said you don't want to be brought to Earth at 80 years old, but aren't you just a couple years away from that anyway?
This guy is nasty.
Ooh,
this is
damn.
Awesome. Signed, YepX.
You got me.
Fuck, man. Well, that one was rough.
Here's another one from YepX.
Another one?
Uh-oh.
He said he sent us a tweet, covered the Kentucky Goblins. Don't know why you guys couldn't do the research, though, when all the articles were one Google search away. Ouch.
Yeah. So, yeah,
anywhere
so
here, pick your poison. He gives us a couple links to Kentucky Goblins. I don't even remember saying a word about Kentucky Goblins.
I remember that.
I emailed him back.
Did you? Yeah. What, give me the, what'd you say?
I don't remember.
A lot of emails.
It's right in front of you, though. You can just click it and it'll tell you.
No, come it's not, you because you didn't reply to all. You just replied. So I don't get it. Yeah, whenever you reply to those, make sure you hit reply all.
I don't know. Fuck.
You didn't do that with the other one either. All right, this one here is from...
still hates me more than you.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him.
Hey, watch it.
Watch what?
Well, the ageism.
Oh, yeah. That's never,
an ageist.
I am not an ageist, I'll tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he is. Wow.
Getting a little old to be thinking of ageist terms. So Gabe says, hey, guys, just want to say great show. You guys are second on my list when it comes to podcasts.
Who's tell number us one? Who, yes, pretty, they tell us who number one is.
This and we'll day fucking, in history.
We'll take him out.
It's got to be this day in history. Or Ocho Man, one or the other. Had an idea for a show. Not sure if you guys covered this topic already, but what about a show on comparisons with our nation's military capability compared to others? I think that'd be a great show. That's interesting.
That would be a good one. We talked briefly about that on, it was either a Doomsday, it was a Doomsday episode or something where I mentioned that like we have the same, we spend the same amount.
Like next 35 countries or something.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and like 34 of them are our allies.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. Anyway, he says, I think there can be some kind of conspiracies based on that other than Team Eric, Team Eric, fuck you, Everett. And what's up, Armand? Glad you're a regular now.
Hey.
Just kidding, you're cool, Everett, but no, seriously, fuck you, Everett.
Yeah, I like
Law,
that.
Love your show, Eric. Love your show, Eric.
Eric. Oh, does that mean that's my show?
He's not the greatest with his punctuation, but I think he's giving you credit for the whole show here.
Wow.
Anyway.
Thanks, brother.
Oh, you know what cracks me up is when people say like they have been listening to your show since Nick at Night. Oh, that's funny. I don't think I remember. Probably said that. Fuck, I don't know. Yeah. You guys have a good one? Maybe. You guys have a good one and give me a shout out. Gabe. How's it going?
Hey, Gabe.
Big shout out to Gabe. Hey,
Gabriel.
Gabe.
Gab.
How do you do a shout out? Like, is there.
Hey, you guys.
Goonies. You ever seen the Goonies?
Chunk.
No. Sloth. Is that close?
Yeah, Sloth. Right. Sloth, Chunk.
Hey, you.
You know, the guy with the fucked up face from Goonies.
He's a football player.
I never saw the Goonies.
Oh, God damn it.
Richard Donner movie, Steven Spielberg produced.
Never saw. I guess I'll check
wow,
it out.
Wow, sir.
He kind of looks like Mortimer Snerd to me, though. You know who he is?
No, I don't. Mortimer Snerd?
Mortimer Snerd. Yeah, you should look him up.
Mortimer Snerd. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, it's the standard dummy. Yeah.
Well, yeah. He was Charlie McCarthy, Edgar Bergen's.
You were the dummy.
Doesn't he look like him?
He does kind of look like a dummy, yeah.
No,
that's
Mortimer Snerd.
No, man, you're a ventriloquist dummy, is basically what he's saying. It's the fucking buck teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, how are you doing?
I can totally see
yeah.
that.
Yeah. In fact, he made him do that.
I can
that.
Totally see that.
The reason he did that, because Charlie McCarthy, Edgar Bergen, and, you know, Candace Bergen, right?
Of course.
Her father. Edgar Bergen was a famous, famous ventriloquist, right? And he was, and Charlie McCarthy is very popular, especially during World War II. And the thing is, he was starting to turn into Charlie McCarthy. So his psychiatrist told him, you need another dummy or you're going to, you know, you're losing your, you know, and that's common. Apparently these
you're
guys
dummy.
Turn into their other alter ego, which is the dummy. So he came up with Mortimer Snerd.
You know, Jeff Dunham.
I've heard that.
He's
name.
A ventriloquist comedian. He's got, he's like,
oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Ahmed the dead terrorist.
Right. He's pretty funny.
I don't dig him.
Just saying.
He's not as good as Edgar Bergen.
I don't dig him. I don't think his style of humor is funny. It's disguised self-deprecating. What's the problem, Eric?
I had that like underneath the laptop like that. I was like, yeah, I got it plugged in there, bud. Yeah.
You were fried today. He tried to plug his USB in. What he's saying is to plug it in, he lifted up his laptop basically and set it under his laptop.
No, I pushed it in. Oh, cool, went in. Yeah, pushed it under the laptop.
I don't know, glasses maybe?
Who was the gal with the sock? Was that Sherry Lewis? Remember
that was Mankind. Socko.
Didn't she? How about Sherry Lewis? Didn't she have
she
a
was the
cow
the,
or something?
No, lamb chop.
Lamb chop, yeah. She died, didn't she? I think she had cancer.
The lamb chops lady.
Yeah, she's dead.
Hi, everybody. I can't do it. I never really watched Lamb Chops.
Lamb Chops, yeah.
Let's see. Back to the emails, though. We got a couple more emails before we get out of here. It's getting kind of late in the day.
Yeah. Long show. Boop, well, boop, Keith, ba-doo. That was good. That was good.
We only
interview.
Got one more. So this is actually titled Simulation Theory.
Oh.
It's been sent 2 hours ago, right before the last show.
Wow.
Or the first show. It says, good day, top blokes, to be said in Eric's Anglo-Australian accent.
Uh-huh.
Anglo-Australian.
Hmm. Anglo-Australian. I guess that's English-Australian
yes,
put together.
Correct.
That's interesting. I'm John from England. I'm going to stop.
England.
Great subject choice this week. The simulation theory has always interested me. I was just wondering what you guys thought about a few points questions I have. If you found out we were in a simulation, what would you do differently and how would it change your daily lives? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. What would you do? Yeah,
I'd probably have a day or two where I ponder on what that actually means because it actually does put some certain things in, you know, in like I don't have to worry about God anymore. Like if there is a God. Not that I am. But, you know, I've always wondered. I can't be for sure there's not a God.
But we were talking about that, though. What if there's a hell in the simulation?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of new questions that come now as well.
If there's a hell, does that mean there's automatically a heaven?
I mean, possible. If there's a black, does that mean
what
there's
if
a white?
Creators or the whatever you want to call them, the engineers only created hell?
Well, that would suck.
Yeah, it would. That'd
be fucked. Everybody goes to hell.
Yes, what do you think consciousness actually is and where does it come from? We kind of talked about that during the episode itself. If it's a form of energy, then does it last forever? Could a computer simulation create consciousness? Or is it just simulated consciousness? Is there a worthwhile difference? Because after all, what is a human body other than a biological computer? If your consciousness is stored inside your body, then what is the difference between a computer simulation of a consciousness and a biomechanical, more or less, simulation of a communist consciousness?
Well, there's your Descartes again, isn't it? Mind-body duality and all that stuff. You know, that's Rene Descartes. Although, who's the other guy? Who's the guy that's got the ghost in the machine?
Remember his name. Let me see here.
The German guy.
Hold on, I almost got it loaded again.
Ghost in the machine?
Yeah, he called it the ghost
Robert England?
No. No, he's... Robert England is Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right, but didn't he play in that movie?
Oh, I don't know. No, that's what he's saying. That's what he calls the mind. Gordon Ryle, isn't it? Some Ryle is his name. R-I-L-E. Is it Gordon Ryle?
Well, the person who wrote the book was Arthur Koestler.
No.
But I don't know.
Look up
Gilbert Ryle.
Gilbert Ryle. Yeah. Gilbert Ryle. Yeah. Ghost in the Machine. What is with him today?
He's on one, ain't he?
God, he's on a bender.
No, I'm not on a bender. I didn't get good sleep last night,
Armand.
So he says here, the size of the known universe would make a simulation impossible with our current understanding of the size of everything.
We got that.
To the possibility of an infinite universe. Agreed. Yeah, we said that in the last time we did this episode. I said that you can't simulate a universe because, to do a simulation on any one particle, you have to have several particles to simulate it. So to simulate an entire universe, you need several universes worth of computing power to simulate it.
Of course, if it's a simulation, couldn't they, you know, make us...
There could be algorithms that pretty much, like we were saying with the cup, where you only need the outside of the cup until otherwise observed. Yeah. That could be like Schrodinger's cat works. That could be a perfect reason why we're in a simulation. Ah. Or another reason of it, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be either until somebody looks in it, and then the simulation... makes it
Live and dead at the same time, though,
it's super existence of live and death at the same time.
Superimposition.
But until you open the box, you don't know. And it's the same thing with this. You don't know what's in there, or nothing actually is simulated to be in there until you look and need to know what's in there. Otherwise, I can jiggle it. I can hear my ice. But all that is a simulation of what I think I should be getting.
Yeah, I remember, here again, you're not a big original Star Trek fan, but remember the one with Trelane?
Sure.
Yeah, he had seen all the stuff from Earth, but he didn't. The food had no taste. The wine was like water.
He's basically a Q.
He saw it, but he couldn't.
He's basically a Q. Trelane was.
Okay.
Wasn't that the one? Trelane was a Q.
He made that planet.
He was on
made a planet.
He's like a god. Yeah. Yeah.
Holy fuck!
But he's just like a little kid. He had his parents, and their parents scolded him.
Say you
had
the power of a god. You were not a god.
Okay.
But you're more or less an omnipotent being.
Sure.
Non-corporeal, ethereal in nature. You don't exist inside of a body or energy being, and you're immortal.
And you can make planets.
And you have matter space manipulation.
You're asking me what the first thing I would do, right?
No, I'm saying what would you do after you did everything?
After you got stoned, what would you do?
Two chicks at one time, Peter.
Two chicks at one time? Well, there you go.
Nine
chicks? Nine.
Why stop with two? What's the matter with you?
I mean, if you have complete antimatter or complete matter space manipulation, give yourself six dicks, huh?
That'd be good, yeah. Good idea.
I mean, I'm thinking...
Put a couple in the back.
That's stone thought of the day.
That's brilliant, yes.
He says, but what if the simulation is designed to hide more information, like in a computer game like GTA? The characters only live and operate in the game universe. What if our knowledge is limited only to what we know? What do you guys three think? I mean, that kind of makes sense. That's probably pretty much the way
it is
anyway.
Sounds like circular reasoning to me.
Your knowledge is limited.
How can you know more than you don't know? Yeah, sounds like a tautology. That's called begging the question.
Hey, buddy, you trying to double talk us around here? What?
He says, fun one, what if you could hack the simulation editor and make one change yourself? What would you do? What would you each change and do? Probably bank account, but on a personal physiological level.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Is that what he's talking about? Or changing?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he's talking about. But I'm trying to be funny.
What, a couple inches on your dick? What would you?
I'm all right.
Are we talking like
I would probably change
crazy stuff? Where you like flying?
I mean,
or something?
Anything. I mean, if you could hack the simulation editor, I don't know if it's as simple as flipping one switch from on to off. Like now I've got flight, or now I've got invisibility.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's many different things. Depends on the day what I would need. I guess I would just hack it to where I'm basically immortal. You know what I mean?
That's a good one.
Yeah, you, I mean, not dying, that's probably about the best case scenario.
Yeah, but you don't get old either, do you? You want to be eternally young with no disease. Right. And
vampire-ish, except without the all the downsides. Right. What if you are immortal, though? What if you outlive all human civilization? Man. You outlive the planet. I mean, it depends on your type. Chances. Depends on your type of immortality. I mean, you literally might end up out in space floating forever, depending on, like, again, if your immortality is, like, completely, you can't be hurt, you can't be destroyed. Like, if you're, you can live through and, what, floating in space forever?
That seems terrible, Armand.
Yeah, it seems horrible.
There's no radio.
No podcast. No surreal talk.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
That's a fate worse than death. He goes,
I keep up the good work, and I'm looking forward to the show. By the way,
so you'd rather be dead?
No, I wouldn't rather be dead, but I don't want to fucking live forever either.
After billions of years, I don't know what the difference would be.
Yeah, I'll throw myself off.
I'll take my chances. I'd rather be alive.
Think about this, Armand. If you live for a billion years, the substance of any one moment will be completely lost on you.
Mm-hmm. So? I mean, be lost.
I guess
still better be dead.
You're redefining existence at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, because then are you really it's like how they existing?
Say, as a child, an hour seems like so much longer than it does as an adult. But think about how long a century would be if you lived a billion years. It'd be less than like a second of your memory. It's like it's trying to recall the smell of a sandwich randomly on a street in New York one time. That's what like recalling a century would be if you're a billion-year-old being.
Well, now there's people that can do that.
Do what?
Like something, you know, like you get a smell of something and it can just instantly take you back.
That's
you know
what I mean? Not kind of, I know what you mean there where smell is a powerful memory, you know, jogger. But what I'm talking about is if you lived a billion-year life, think about how long.
In a retrospective of how long you're alive, that's a blink of an eye.
Exactly.
Isn't that what heaven's all about, though? You're going to be immortal. Okay, so you don't want to go to heaven.
I don't know what heaven's all about.
Well, that's theoretically your eternal life, right? Isn't that what it's all about?
Theoretically, it's paradise, whatever that means. Yeah,
but eternally, right? Eternally. So even that would get old, the way you guys talk.
It would. Well, I mean, honestly, any kind
good
of existence.
God, okay. Your shit. I've been down here 4 billion years. Yeah, all you got this whole. I've been.
What are you going to do? Tell God to get rid of you.
Three full existences.
Don't go fuck himself.
That'll get you kicked out of heaven.
Joba goes on to say that, by the way, I'm from the UK, and Eric kind of sounds like an Australian doing a Dick Van Dyke impression for Mary Poppins. That's very specific. Keep it surreal, homies. We will keep it surreal.
Right. Surreal. I like that.
That's yeah. All right, cool. Well, that's all I got on voicemail. Let me look through, make sure that's it.
I don't know. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, I don't think anything's worse than being dead. I don't care what anybody says.
I mean, that's literally...
I'll take my chances on eternal boredom before I'm dead.
I would like to have eternal boredom so I can decide to end myself at all, if at all possible. Well, fuck, if you're truly immortal, you can't kill yourself.
Okay, is that the deal? You can't even kill yourself?
If you're truly immortal. Not just mostly immortal.
Yes. I mean, you could 4 billion years when the sun explodes and takes...
Mostly immortal. That is to say, I can die if I kill myself.
So you just say I want to have the choice of immortality.
Let me ask you this:
I can kill myself whenever.
Can God kill himself?
Oh yeah.
Can God make a coffee too hot that he himself cannot drink it?
Oh, here we go again.
Would he burn his mouth on a burrito from the microwave? Yes.
Okay, as long as we got that clear.
Boy, he's got all the answers today.
He sure does.
I talk to him from time to time.
Holy shit, we've been on this for an hour on this after.
Well, we talked to Keith for probably about 20 minutes.
We're 45 right now.
Good point. All right, guys. Well, that's it. We're about 10 minutes from fucking shutting the doors here at the office.
Enough.
We will catch you next week. Armand, I say when it's enough, not you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Say it's enough.
That goes for your immortality, too, I guess, right?
It's true.
Can I kill you when it's time?
Bitch, can you try?
No one's ever asked, but yeah.
Yeah, when you're
the first
living,
to ask, it's time.
Let me do it.
If I'm going to let anybody kill me, Armand, now you are the person.
Cudgel you to death?
How would you do it?
With a cudgel.
What's a cudgel?
Or blackjack, or something. The blunt object to hit you over the head.
Well, that's boring.
Ever heard that?
Never mind. You're taking it away now. Eric, how would you kill me?
I would kill you fast.
I'm thinking shotgun blast.
I'd ask you. I'd say, how you want it, man? Just tell me. I'll get it done however you want it.
I don't know. I never really thought about it. I don't really care.
Slow torture, huh?
Whatever he wants.
Let's revel in it.
I don't know. Ask me when we get there. Ask me when we get there. I don't know. Right now, I'd rather not die.
Yeah. Good for you.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Google us up. Find us on all the socials. Make sure you hit all the little follow, like, and become our friends and all that stuff. We love you. We'll catch you next week.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at SurrealTalkPodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.